Lupa kuat kata Adnan luat suka Dalai pakuat kata Meow. I'm getting more and more comfortable on this NeuroMarvelous podcast because I'm relaxed enough to greet you guys the way I greet people in real life, which is by meowing. There's something really funny I saw on Twitter. There was a girl who was trying to reframe everything. She had self-diagnosed as being on the spectrum. And she said that maybe all her meowing at people over the years has been a form of stimming. I thought that was cute. I don't necessarily think that about myself and my own meowing. I just think it's an eccentricity, but it was funny because it was like a kindred soul talking about meowing at people. But diagnosis and self-diagnosis, that's something that I addressed a couple episodes back. And full disclosure, I am neurodivergent because of my OCD. I am still waiting on the results of my ASD evaluation. And I've been told by two doctors that they think I have ADHD, but they weren't really diagnoses. They were more like just kind of statements, I guess. So after the results come back from this full psychological evaluation, I will be able to have all of that information in my records, or at least on paper. So what I wanted to talk about today was person first language or identity first language. And this is a discussion that's been going on in the ASD community, probably in any disability community, for a very long time. And I know that some of it is tied in with Autism Speaks, which is a very controversial organization due to its PSAs that it has put out in the past, and how generally it considers autism to be a tragedy to be cured rather than a neurodiversity to be celebrated. And I can totally understand that if your child or your loved one is miserable because the world is not able to accommodate that person's neurodiversity and neurodivergence, that it would be looked at as a major disability. I mean, if I am on the spectrum, I am going to be considered high functioning, and that has booby-trapped my life. And I was an early speaker, and my IQ is average to above average. So, you know, if someone is in a position where they're self-injuring and the parent feels like there's no way that they can get through to the child, and it's very possible the child is understanding every single word that parent is saying, you know, and taking in every single wish that parent is expressing about not being able to deal with the child anymore, or the child being a disappointment. Yeah, that there's definitely nothing hippy-dippy about that. But as far as the language, it's mainly the advocacy communities and the adult communities who have been sort of in a back and forth about language, and it's not unanimous by any means. I think statistically, there are more people who are active and out as being on the spectrum who prefer the identity first language, which is that they're autists or they're autistics, rather than a person with or people with autism, because that's kind of like saying, like, for myself, I'm in the LGBT community. So, and for myself, would I say I'm a person with queerness, or would I say I'm a queer person, or am I a person with pansexuality or with bisexuality, or am I a pansexual or bisexual person? So it's quite similar. Or am I someone with Frenchism and Judaism, or am I a French Jewish person? So since autism and neurodivergence is something that's built into the person, it's hardwired into the person's brain, and it's pretty much been proven that even in the womb, the brain of someone who is on the autism spectrum is different. And even if you apparently there's been a test that was done with babies where they had babies look at two figures. One was just a plain geometric shape, and the other was a human face. And the babies who looked at the shape more than 70% of the time, rather than at the human face, those are the babies that they predicted would turn out to be autistic kids. And in 100% of cases in that particular study, I don't know how big a study it was. I don't think it was a huge study, but in every single case, it turned out to be correct. So, I mean, clearly, if the baby is coming out of the womb in a certain way, focusing on certain things, I don't think there's going to be a cure anywhere to be found, whether one thinks that's something that should happen or not. Personally, I prefer both and neither. Neither one bothers me. I have been diagnosed with anorexia nervosa. I've been in the hospital for that. I've been diagnosed with bipolar, although a lot of my bipolar, I have to say, was aggravated by the medications used to treat the bipolar. So I may very well have lived a life with bipolar too, but because of the antidepressants that were not being controlled enough with the proper mood stabilizers, I presented as bipolar one and have the lived experience of a person with bipolar one. And thinking about that as a disability community, let's just say, if I were to ask myself the question, am I a bipolar person or am I a person with bipolarity? Well, there too, I would say identity first, I'm a bipolar person, because that's what would linguistically make the most sense. However, if there were someone to ask me a question, you know, as someone on the spectrum or as someone with autism, how do you feel about X, Y, and Z? I'm not going to stop the person and say, please refer to me as an autist or an autistic. No, I understand what the person said. I understand that the person meant well. There's nothing wrong with what that person has said. I am not a radical advocate. So I understand that it comes from a well-intentioned place and that there's nothing wrong with it. And although I am an author and I'm someone who writes and has written for as long as I can remember, and writing has been a special interest of mine since I was a kid, and language obviously is an integral part of that, I'm still not going to say anything, nor do I have any bad feelings about it. But if I were to choose, just because of the issue of solidarity within the community and the fact that you can't remove autism from the autistic person, yes, it would make sense to endorse the identity first language and to say, I'm an autistic or I'm an autist. I think in England, is it in the UK where autist would be the word, and being an autistic would be more in the US. I think things, because of the internet, are so sort of ubiquitous now. I've heard the term autistic spectrum from people in the UK, and then typically people in the US will say autism spectrum, but then I've heard people in the UK refer to it as the autism spectrum, and people from the US and Canada referring to it as the autistic spectrum. That's just what's going to happen in a world where culture sort of gets diffused and passed around. And then you have the whole concept of what is appropriation and what is appreciation, but that is way out of the bounds, I think, of this particular discussion. However, it's something that I guess could be included in a discussion of self-diagnosis versus professional diagnosis. Are you appropriating the identity of autism if you are self-diagnosed or not? Because there are very legitimate reasons why a person would not be able to be professionally diagnosed. So it's not like it's a choice in a lot of cases. But anyway, that's what I have to say about it. I really don't personally have too much of a preference. I know that people who are really involved in advocacy for the developmentally disabled and intellectually disabled communities, or just the autism spectrum communities, are very much attached to that identity first language, being autistic, being an autistic rather than the person first language, which came out of a very well-meaning place, because originally it came out of a place of wanting to honor the person, no matter whether that person was autistic or not. So, but it's become politicized, and in groups like Autism Speaks, I think it's kind of a taboo when a parent refers to their child as an autistic child rather than a child with autism. So it's probably not going to end anytime soon. It's probably going to be a debate for quite some time. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that as long as both sides stay civil. Or if they want to be radical, but have some limits and try to hear the other side. Okay, well, I will meow out and have an autastic day and stay neuro-marvelous.